Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, checking everybody out. This is right from the left coast. Just want to welcome everybody. My name is Linda. I've got a caller already, but I'm going to pick up and see what's going on. You're on the air.
Hello, Linda. This is Champ for Governor. How you doing today?
Very good. I just want to welcome everybody. I just went live, so we're going to ask questions, and I want both of my guests, and there are several people from different parts of the country here, and they have friends all over the place, so we'll get to them in a second. This gentleman, Glenn Champ, folks out here, Bill and Ron, that I see, I haven't heard anything from Robert, Ron, because I keep sending him emails, but nothing's going on. So, yeah, we got to get down there, or somebody, when you get well, figure out how to do it. Basically, I'm going to hope that people will call in and ask questions for your campaign, because I didn't know until I heard the advertisement on 760 KFMB, I believe it was, when you were talking. And then I went to your website, and I saw some really cool things, and I do realize that you are a champion of turning the water spigot back on for the Central Valley, which would be a wonderful thing. You know, we've got a huge issue here, basically, because you've got higher ups going against you. You've got the Congress, you know, the libtards. You've got the UN. You've got Agenda 21. I mean, that's going to be a tough, tall order. I mean, I'd love to see it happen.
Yes, it is a tall order, and that's one of the reasons I'm the only guy that has the right tools for the job. I have a 10 3/4 years experience dealing with people like this that have their own agendas and don't want to budge or move. And but as the people needs come to be, we do stick together, and we make things happen. I make things happen for the good of the people. Sometimes they don't see it up front, but in the end, the results is what's important, and that is getting not only water to the people and the farmers that definitely need it to grow us some food, but also to get our freedoms and liberties back that that they're also trying to steal, along with our money, of course.
Okay, so that I think there was three questions I was going to try to do a little rapid fire, but when you talk about the water, et cetera, and the lands, we know that they have destroyed the Central Valley, which used to be the breadbasket of many states and California, of course.
And the world.
Exactly. It was quite fertile and productive. So what I was looking at today on my emails, I've been studying Agenda 21 for 5 years. I've got a lot of information. I see what's going on. I know what they're doing. I know who started it. I know who's behind it. All this global climate change, the Al Gores, the cap and trade, the Chicago Climate Exchange, which has since been either shut down or renamed, you know how they do. They probably sent them off to the Center for American Progress and then revamped. This is evil stuff. They do not see in the people's world that we're dealing with. Private property ownership, including private property ownership of automobiles, is not in their purview. These people want all of our freedoms gone. And it's going to take them a long time to do it, but this is exactly what they're doing. What they're doing right now with this white privilege nonsense, conferences, and the Common Core is huge. I have never seen anything this. This is Stalin on steroids. It's absolutely astounding. Okay, number one, Second Amendment. How do you stand?
Oh, I think everybody should have their own personal AR, but some people do prefer an AK, but at least an AR. Yes.
All right. So the words shall not be infringed, pretty simple language. You realize that that's an inalienable right which comes from God, and the government does not dole out these rights to us.
And I agree with you. And it's even more in-depth than that. And that's what I'm going to use as governor to find out and weed out our people that are not for the Constitution and bring them up on criminal charges and get them out of there.
Okay. Number two.
That's number one.
The alien invasion of our borders throughout not just California but the entire United States.
Well, the first thing is first. You have to secure the border before anything else can be done. You have to secure the border. And then you can move forward onto the next process and the next step. It's a few steps. It's like a 12-step program. But first, you have to secure the border, and then we can move on to the next step and the next step and the next step.
I don't like this amnesty or any type of reform because all we need to do is start enforcing the laws, and I'm pretty much happy with what President Ike did back in the day, and he did it twice. It was called Operation Wetback, and I don't care who hears me because that's what should happen. Get them out. He had 11 million deportations two times, and that would just about cover what we need to do. I don't care anymore. We should follow the laws. We have a constitution. Yeah. People haven't read it for a long time.
This is true, and I agree with you that a lot of people need to leave. I just just the getting everybody together to move out 11 million people would be hard to do in one day is what I'm saying. That's why I say it's a few-step process.
No, I'm not saying it's not going to happen overnight, but if you don't – and then you have the complete incentives for them to come. You have in-state tuition. You have free everything, including food stamps, education, health care, housing, welfare.
Everything.
Now they're talking about letting them be lawyers and having driver's licenses. And look what's going on in California.
And doctors. Let's not forget doctors.
Oh, it's insane. I'm like, and then nobody just talks about punishing those people who are hiring these folks for the cheap labor, whether it doesn't matter whether they're Chinese or whether they're Muslims or whether they're Hispanics, but let's face it, our border is not Switzerland, it's Mexico. So that's who's coming here. So, you know, and this argument needs to be talked about. We need to close the bank, cut off the money to these people. They will self-deport. That's kind of where I'm cut off the bank.
I definitely have a few procedures on doing that, and like I said, it's a 12-step process to do. It didn't happen overnight, and it's not going to be fixed overnight, but first of all, you have to start with the debris up there in Sacramento that have passed legislation to approve all this stuff, and then you can work your way down to these other issues that we have, because it actually starts in Sacramento.
Right. Oh, I know that part for our state. Now, there's a person in the chat room, and if you're not in there, you can't see this, but I'm going to read it to you. Our friend in Georgia says, no reason to spend more money on Border Patrol. Simply allow the states to police their borders and let them help out with that enforcement. States' rights is, to me, huge, and I'm sure you would agree with that if you're a conservative or what some people call conservative. I'm like a not a status quo conservative. I'm a Jeffersonian person. Let's get back to the Constitution.
Well, if the state was doing the border control, the actual job would be done. It is it's the federal government's job to do it, and they're not doing it. Like all the other 89 agencies they have are not doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Well, true.
Like
you
said
earlier,
they have their own 21 UN Agenda 21 agenda to handle.
Right. Now, that was my other question. Have you studied Agenda 21, and what do you know about it?
I'm pretty versed with it. I don't know every aspect of it because it's so vast of a thing, but I do understand Common Core. I do understand the water issue. I understand the property. I understand them trying to take away our firearms because of it. And, I understand the majority of it. I probably don't understand 100% of it, but I would say I'm probably 90% in that range of understanding exactly what they're trying to do, and I'm the only candidate that knows how to stop it. That's the best part.
I'm going to get into some more of that later. If you have time to stay with us, because we have a caller who wants to ask you questions, and that would be Bill from Indiana.
Sure.
Welcome, sir. And we also have Ron from Georgia, so we'll get the – go ahead, Bill.
Hi, Lyndon. How was your guest?
Okay, that was Mr. Glenn Champ, Glenn, G-L-E-N-N.
Yeah, candidate for governor of California.
Go ahead, Bill.
Okay, you know, the whole immigration thing, first off, you've got to go after the people that employ them and the people who house them. You cut off their financial entitlement programs that they built off of, and they will start self-deporting. The United States has twice before deported illegals, after Korea and after World War II. It can be done again, but you wouldn't have as many. I'd just like to know, there's been over 120,000 Americans died here on our soil since 9/11 at the hands of an illegal. The law is the law. We don't need amnesty. We need enforcement, something we've never had. We contribute most of Mexico's economy is based on an illegal activity in the United States, and we keep catering to them. So one of the big problems is with the employers and those who house insider investing. Would you be open to pushing a law that outlawed insider investing by the elected?
I'm against what we're talking about is encouraging people coming across our border that shouldn't be coming across, and if that entails putting a bind on businesses, then and putting
sure.
legislation in there that penalizes them for hiring illegals without the proper documentation, absolutely.
We already have laws that do
and,
that,
and
they
yes,
just have never
and
been,
absolutely,
they have never been
and
enforced.
And this is the problem. You have to enforce these rules, and that's exactly what we're going to do, is hold these people accountable for hiring type of people.
Well, again, it comes right back to people that are elected holding office, and they're invested in the businesses or the places that house them. You have to stop insider investing, because across
right.
the board, insider investing, whether it's the elected that are invested in green energy, trying to help shut down oil and coal and all that, or like the carbon exchanges, if you look into the Chicago Carbon Exchange, Barack Obama, Valerie Jarrett, Al Gore, Richard Lugar, all these people were involved, and all they're doing is trying to hedge their own profits by destroying their competition.
Absolutely, and they're doing a great job of it.
Insider investing is a reason 90% of these people get into politics, and I would hope that wouldn't be why you did. But so I think that there has to be an enforcement of some kind of law against the elected being able to use and participate in insider investing and trading.
Well, the only thing that I've learned in my politics years is that people actually have to stand up and do a little bit more than walk around with a picket sign in front of their elected officials and hold them accountable to the Constitution and hold them accountable to what they promised, and you have to hold them accountable. Otherwise, you're one individual against the whole nation, and it makes it difficult. But when you get you get 12 people together, and that's all it takes to make a movement to hold these elected individuals accountable, and also, making a phone call to some government agency sometimes will bring indictments on them and get them out. Sometimes it does. So you have to be your vigilant part and do your part to help
right.
out in this situation.
And thank
you,
Couch Potato. I totally agree with that. I totally agree. It takes everybody standing up together and making a shout. And we have these people. I've got offices you can contact, and you can let them know. I've done all these things, and I've encouraged many
yes,
others
have.
To do.
Okay, I'm going to bring in Ron, because he's got a question also. So
I commend him, because I know you can see your state is in very big trouble. And it needs something to turn it around, and hopefully I wish you your best in your quest for the governorship, and hopefully you can be a part of turning California around.
Absolutely. Thanks, Bill. Well, and we got another question here from Ron. Go ahead.
And I was going to tell Glenn, pardon me, I'm terribly sick, but I think you will find that the majority of the folks here have done a lot of work,
yes.
aside from, the average. I mean, we've done that
right.
too. But
you're probably like the rest of us, fed up because the process gets bogged down, it doesn't work,
it's
stalled, it's delayed.
I am beyond fed up. I was a delegate at the county level here. I was a registered lobbyist at the state of Georgia, not for some corporation, but for myself. And they increased the lobby fee to get the lobbyist badge to $300. It's ridiculous what has been done. But my question to you, what you're saying sounds great. How do you, as governor, plan to hold these people accountable? And what would you do to straighten out the mess that is CalPERS, that is California's pension investment program?
Yep.
There's an offshore corporation that holds a lot of these so that they can actually break the rules, as I understand it, and hold a higher percentage of an individual company than they would otherwise be allowed to do because it is a foreign entity. So that would be a couple of questions that I would have for you.
Well, one of the things that to answer that is holding people accountable. As you look into it, it's each situation is a little bit different, but the results are the same. You know, in Georgia, you got state troopers, and they catch you speeding, they write you a ticket, okay? And when you get caught robbing a bank, they put you in jail holding you accountable. The point of the story is they bring it up to the surface, and they put it under a spotlight. And then when everybody gets all flustered about it, kind of like Mr. Sterling and his remarks, everybody got kind of ticked off about it. So now you bring it all, and then you get all that, and you get all the people generated up and stirred up, and then you get people making phone calls and things. People start making changes. They say, "Hey, we're going to start boycotting you or your company or these kind of things." But yes, and then it comes to the spotlight where then you look at it and you dissect it and decide what exactly needs to be done to hold that particular company or individual accountable to the rules of the United States Constitution. Because each situation is a little bit different.
I understand not being able to give a specific answer, and I can appreciate that. But the point of the fact is quite clear, and I think that everyone here would be in agreement, the government, whether it's at the state, local, township level, or the federal level, is ripping off the American people.
We created
government, not the other way around. And government has become this gigantic morass that is consuming our productive efforts and punishing us for being productive citizens.
And consuming our liberty.
At some point, we've got to just say, you know what? We're not going to play this game anymore, and if you continue to be corrupt, I'm putting you in jail. You're on notice, Attorney General. I'm going to have the state patrol come in and arrest your butt and put you in jail, or I'll have the county sheriff, wherever your state capital is, come in and arrest your butt and have you hauled off in jail if you continue ripping off the people that you have been elected to serve, not to rip off, because that's what they're doing.
They're cleaning
these people's bank accounts.
And this is the type of mindset you absolutely need to have. We definitely have union corporations, especially in California. We have the California Department of Correction and Rehabilitation just gave themselves double their pay raise of income coming in through the AB 1266 transgender bathroom bill. And,
Isn't that disgusting?
Linda and I have discussed this, and if I were dictator for a day, the very first thing I would do is make incorporation a capital offense, punishable by death with a single. You get one trial and you're done.
You and Thomas
and
Jefferson.
I only say
Absolutely.
That just to belabor the point that we have abused the idea of hiding behind artificial personhood. And it's being utilized to abuse the very people that those businesses otherwise would rely on, us, the consumers and taxpayers. And I'm quite frankly just fed up with it. I'm tired of it.
Well, and you should be. You're paying over. You're paying a lot of money out of your taxes pay for that. And you should be ticked off about it. And you should tell all your friends to be ticked off about it. And you know, and that's probably they know we're getting ticked off. That's probably why we can't run down to Walmart and find any ammunition down there.
Oh, I know how to get it. Don't trust me. And I live in California. I go online.
Well,
for one,
but you get the
you're
idea.
You're in California. I'm here in Indiana, where we can still buy a gun at a yard sale.
Absolutely.
Cool.
Thank
Amen.
God.
Yeah. And
how
Georgia.
And when I'm
governor, you will be able to buy a gun at a yard sale too. And by golly, if you ain't carrying one on your person, you might get a ticket.
Good for you.
Now you're talking.
I agree. Now you're talking. I'm going to.
I believe it's South Carolina's like that. If you don't have a firearm on you, you can be cited.
I think it was Georgia, wasn't it, Ron?
Wait, Kennesaw, Georgia. There's an ordinance in town that every household is supposed to have a gun.
Absolutely.
Of course, they're not going to enforce it. But the point is that we should be responsible citizens. And, you know, the police are not responsible for my safety and my defense of my family and home. I am. That's my job.
That's right.
The police's job is to prosecute, you know, capture criminals and let the prosecutors prosecute them.
You know, I got to tell you, Glenn, there was a really cool story. I just want to leave you with this. If you want to stay, fine, because I want to go kind of give you a little bit about what's going on in California with the wolves and all that nonsense in Siskiyou County and the destruction of the dams. This is all Agenda 21, by the way.
Yes, it is.
I think it was David Barton on Glenn's show was talking about this because they were debating the gun situation, you know, the Second Amendment, people guns in schools, whatever. And I think it was 1860 or 1853, and I don't remember which part of the heartland it was, but there was a schoolroom, like a two-room schoolhouse, and somebody was coming in with some kind of rifle, and he wanted to shoot the teacher, and the kid says, "No way, we love our teacher," and every one of them turned around and turned their guns on him, and he ran. So there's your guns in school, baby. You know, this is where we got to get back to. Okay, Ron, I loved having you. You go, you've got the flu or something. God bless and Godspeed and get well and just believe. Hang on to his robe and he will heal you.
Amen.
And Ron,
thanks, guys.
You're healed by his stripes, that's for sure.
Oh,
absolutely. Glenn, thank you for your, you know, what you're trying to do.
Absolutely.
And, you know, just all we can do is keep hacking at the branches.
Yes.
You know,
yeah,
I love to hear you say that, Glenn, because you called so soon and I wanted to pick you up. And normally I start my show with scripture. So, like I said, you are so welcome to hang out. We've got all kinds of people here.
Well, if you'd like my scripture of the day, it is, "He that is in me is greater than he that is in the world."
And
amen.
Amen. And he, you know, if God is the one and we've got him, who can stand against us? Yeah, absolutely. I paraphrased, but absolutely. I mean, I'm a good – I love you for that. I think it's great. You know, I will spread the word, and hopefully people are hearing this or in my area. I've got a lot of people going on the application. They have a little app where they just kind of listen, and they're not in my chat room, and they're in California. So I will spread the word, and I just –
And if they want to look me up, they can look me up under Champ, F-O-R, Governor, .com, and find my website there. And if you want me to stay on the line, I will.
Absolutely, because I've only got about 35 minutes left, and I'm just going to keep going. But you are welcome to hear what I have to say, because I think you're going to like some of the things that we do here. This is an inspirational promise. This is from my little kind of daily devotional. It's from Isaiah. It says, "He gives strength to those who are tired and more power to those who are weak. The people who trust the Lord will become strong again. They will rise up as an eagle in the sky. They will run and not need rest. They will walk and not become tired." So that's just one of them. I can probably do some more later on, but I wanted to say to my
guest.
Isaiah
40:31. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you. And Christian, I go to church. I didn't go this Sunday because my family wanted me there for Mother's Day. So, okay, Mom's 91 and a half. I had to, you know, I'm there. but I love the church and all these things, and we're trying to do these things. I wanted to tell you that I'm very active in my own community. I live here in Oceanside. I'm very close to Pendleton. We've had 102-degree temperature. We've got Santa Ana winds. I'm surrounded by fires. I'm hoping I'm not going to have to leave here in 5 minutes and get evacuated with my 91-and-a-half-year-old mother, because we've got so many fires. I'm sure you've been watching the news, Glenn, on
yes,
the fires.
I've been watching the news. I'm
like
stuck
I said,
on the 405 right now.
Oh,
and,
God. Okay.
It's 104 degrees.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yes, sir. And here's the thing. I'm like 2 minutes from Pendleton, so you know where I'm at. I'm, like, terrified.
Yes.
My sister was one of the people that was originally evacuated, even though she's just a tad east of I-5 in the Carlsbad area with an ocean view. And then the worst part's Aviara. We've got them everywhere. We've got them in Fallbrook. We've got them in Pendleton. It's a mess. So... we're here with the Santa Ana conditions, and people who are listening to me, we've got people in Indiana, we've got people in upstate New York, we've got my friend who just dropped off because he has the flu, and he was talking to you about CalPERS and things from Georgia. They have their extreme weather. This stuff is killing us right now, and we're in a drought situation, and that's very terrifying. So, I am very involved with Oceanside City Council. In fact, tomorrow I'm going because I'm fighting Agenda 21. And I am taking my flyers and handing them out to people, Glenn. I have pictures of the chemtrails that I took the other day, last Friday, in my sky above Oceanside. And I'm going to ask my city council, what are you going to do to stop this? This is barium, fluoride, and God knows what else is up there, and aluminum. You know, where's your loyalty to your environmental nonsense now? I get very, very upset with these people. And I'm going to educate
you. You should be very upset with them. They take your tax dollars and they
yep.
put nothing but burdens and regulations and all these things on you, and they do not listen to we the people at all.
Nope.
And
nope.
And I'm glad that you are going down to these board of supervisors and city
yes.
councils to
yep.
to keep them accountable to these constitutions that we have.
Right. Here's what I'm doing. I'm exposing some of this stuff, and here's what I just found today. This was given to me today by a friend of mine. This is talking about the California Land and Waters Wars, the green agenda to destroy your property rights. And mm-hmm. there's several videos here, and I'm just not going to kind of skip through some of this stuff. But the Department of Interior wants to remove 75,000 dams across the country. They are starting in Siskiyou County, California. I've heard about this. There are four dams on the Klamath River that are scheduled to be demolished. We've been fighting this for quite a while. Dams have been providing clean hydroelectric energy, water to the cities and farms. This is what the problem is. They do not want us to have the farms.
Right. And what is that's going to be is another Nevada Bundy situation where we all come together.
Right.
They're across the United States, and we show up there, and I might be that William Wallace that just goes out there and picks a fight with
freedom.
The federal government. Yes, because it is freedom.
It is.
I might be that might be that fuse that gets lit and gets started right there. That might be it. And I will be in the front line.
Good. Here's the thing. I've been studying this stuff. I know about the 1992 conference in Rio. I know who Maurice Strong is. I understand who Alexander King and the Club of Rome are. I understand that Ted Turner's part of this nonsense. These people, I have quotes from these people. I have stats on these people. I have read Liberty and Tyranny by Mark Levin twice. I know where this stuff comes from.
Great book,
I'm telling you. Oh, my God. Honey, I got a list of 40. I've been reading like a banshee. I'm actually going to read from David Horowitz, The Black Book of the American Left, in a little bit. I don't play. I've already read Hayek's Road to Serfdom, and I've got Adam Smith's The Wealth of Nations on my docket to read. Like I said, I've got Rosa Curie's Behind the Green Mask. Studied this stuff for days. What they're doing, it says...
Well, I just don't want everybody to think that it's going to be done by legislation. I mean, it's coming to the point where it's going to take a little bit more than a piece of paper to stop. It's kind of like when a coyote's in your chicken pen. You don't go down there with a piece of paper and tell the coyote to get out of your chicken pen.
Oh,
it just
okay.
doesn't work.
Here's the worst part. I'm going to go past all this stuff. It says the biodiversity. It's one of the most anti-human books you could ever find. I'm talking about the wildlife corridors. I've already looked at all the biodiversity maps, the Wildlands Project. I've read the Earth Charter. I know all this stuff. I know about ICLEI. I've complained about them. And the no human use zones. Talking about the wolves. Let me find this one. This is like amazing what they're doing with the wolves. They're letting them come out here so they can kill the sheep and forcing these people to not shoot them. Ranchers are not allowed to shoot the wolves or capture or relocate them. I mean, this is just unbelievable what they're doing. And then to the last sentence, I'm just going to really quickly, it says, they had the thing about the ranchers. Oh, God, I can't find it. Something about it. And it actually, it says David Spady and Debbie traveled around the area taking pictures of kid cages and the destruction being done by the wolf packs. Pictures of entire hillsides with littered dead sheep, yada, yada, yada. They're in kid cages from the wolves. What kind of craziness is this? This is what's going on. Well, I mean, this whole article is amazing.
Well, and I hope the farmers take this very literally and practice shooting wolves. And they have no business being here. And I say this for good reason. Because when they get done killing the sheep, they will start in on our children and start eating those as well. And where do we draw the line? And like I say, any time an animal comes on your property, it is your property, and it is
right.
your
and
right
here,
to
right.
deal
Here's
with it.
The thing. This is what they're using the BLM, the EPA, and all these evil entities. If it was up to me, there wouldn't be one dime to the EPA, and it would be abolished tomorrow.
Linda, I will get rid of that. When I'm governor, the EPA will be gone. A lot of these 89 government agencies will be gone. I will be telling
Thank
them
God.
To get a U-Haul and Washington, D.C.'s that way. And
you better not be here when
the sun gets down.
You better get Sheriff Mack. Do you know who John Lopie is? Because he's a constitutional oath keeper. He's a sheriff. And they're the ones who have jurisdiction. You need to get a whole bunch of them guys. And we got crazy Bill Gore here. We tried to get rid of him in 2010. We didn't make it with Jay LaSure. We tried. Believe me, we tried real hard.
And that's what you have to. And that's what you have to do. You have to get rid of these this mentality, this lies, because the Bible is very clear. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and that's exactly what he's using to do it. And we have to follow the biblical principles. And it's all the pulpit's fault because they dropped the ball in 1950 with the 501c thing,
and
which says they can't vet a godly candidate to put in a godly position. And so this is where the problem started. And now we've got to this point, and people believe in these lies that fishes and animals are more important than humans and all this stuff. That ain't what God said.
No, what I do is I haven't used my BIP. Go ahead, Bill.
I think there's a trick to really winning the people over is everything we see in our politics today is divisional tactics, trying to divide them. And what we need is someone who's going to come out there with nothing but ideas on how to unite us. And that would be my suggestion to anybody. If you really want to win, then you find a way to unite the people instead of divide the people.
I have an idea. I think we should stop calling each other RDLI or whatever. We should start calling each other Americans and stop the division. I mean, what they're doing, I'm going to go into this later, what they're doing with this white privilege ideology, this cult, they're putting it in with the Common Core. This is pure communism. This is absolute Marxism to the nth degree. And if it's not, my name's not Linda Sills. Hello. Okay, I don't know who's right. Go ahead, Glenn, and then we'll get Bill. Yes, Mr. Champ, go ahead.
Okay. This is what we have. We definitely have a mind ideology that's going on in our country. These lies are penetrating our country, and they're coming through the boob tube, and they're just.
Okay, I'm kind of losing you.
When the people, as we get higher and higher up on, more and more people up on welfare. That cannot think or will not think or refuse to think because of they're afraid to lose their food, income, and their houses and all these things. This is this is where you pull people together. People have become lazy, and I say that in general, not everybody, but the majority of the people have become lazy, and they just want what they got coming, and they don't want to make any waves. That is not what America was founded on. Since 1776, we've made waves. We continue to make waves, and if we're going to continue to be a great and mighty country, we must continue to make those waves. And the only way we can really make those kind of waves is when you start talking and bringing back the basic instructions before leaving Earth, and that is the
Absolutely.
Bible. And when you
Absolutely.
Just start reading that and you believe that God has our basic instructions for our lives in His heart, His and our best interest at hand, then this country will come together. And that is the only way people can come together, in my opinion, is through Christ. Now, we may agree here and there on other issues, but when we totally come together is when we have Christ in our lives.
I agree with you. I think the other thing that people are not getting is that they have been lied to. Now, when I go on blogs or I speak in public or I'm on this radio, I'm telling you, Glenn, they're going to start vilifying me too, because even though I don't have a huge audience, because I tell these people about Agenda 21 and all this global climate change, I tell them this is the biggest lie since Hitler said it's all the Jews' fault. I don't care what they do to
right.
me. I don't care anymore. I don't, because it's the truth. These people are lying
to you.
And it
is the truth.
They are lying to you like Satan is the author of all lies. And so is Obama, because he's like part of his minions. I believe me, with the Earth Charter and the Gaia worshippers and the Temple of Understanding and the Satan. Look, these people are telling me who they are.
Absolutely, and I'm not even, I agree with you. I come to you with agreement that these people are exactly who you said they are. They're
the
demonic, and they are our adversaries. And
I have to pray for them, but I don't have to like them.
This is true, but this is what we have, and this is what we're fighting against. And mm-hmm. most people, they're fed up and they're aggravated, and instead of getting out and fighting, and like me and you do, we go down to City
right.
Hall, the Board of Supervisors, and you know, all these, and
mm-hmm.
write letters to our congressmen and
yep.
the governor and all this stuff. They just
they
rather
call.
Pop down in front of their TV and stick
know,
their head and back in the sand, and then they go, what happened,
well,
you know? And
I know. Well, the
and
other
it's
thing
a terrible
is they,
thing.
They refuse. They are very lackadaisical. They refuse to read anything. I mean, I got to tell you a good story today, because I'm volunteering as a poll worker these two election cycles, which would be the primary and the
Praise
general.
God. Mm-hmm.
And
Praise
yeah,
God.
Because and I've also gone to not only my training today, which I will tell you a little bit about, but I have gone to what is called the Election Integrity Project, which is California's answer to Truth the Vote. So I'm good friends with all these like cool people here in Southern California
Praise
who
God.
Are
That's good.
Very
I hope you
good
bring
people.
All your friends to that. And
yes, sir.
I will say, when I'm governor, you will show your ID or you will not be voting.
Yay, man. So here's the deal. When I was there, my sweet instructor, she was a little black lady, and she's been doing this for a long time, and God bless her. Because she understands that we're volunteers and we love our civic duty and we're doing all the right things. We want to make sure people aren't voting twice, you know, even here in California.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank God we're not in Rombo Deadfish Emanuel's area, however. Or what is it, Philly, with the Black Panthers in their little suits. So she said that we have a democratic way of voting, and she says, in our democracy, and then she went on with her sentence. Well, I let it go, and I had a copy of my pocket constitution in my purse, which I usually do. And at the end, I walked up to her, and I had a real smile on my face, and I said, you were so good today. And I said, you talked about our democratic way of voting, and then you called us a democracy. And I said, we're not. We're a representative republic. And I showed
we're
her.
We're a republic.
I showed it. I opened it up to her. I said, there's a little bit I'd like you to read. It's right in the Constitution. It's Article 4, Section 4. And she read it, and she actually read it out loud. And she says, well, thank you for correcting me. And I says, ma'am, I says, if I had an extra one, I would give it to you. This one I love because it's got Ron Paul's speech in it. Anyway, so I says, but you can get them from Daryl Issa's office for free by the boatload if you'd like them. And she says, I live
yeah.
right by there. I'll go get it. And she was actually, I told her the story of me admonishing Sarah Palin because she was on Hannity or something and talking about our democracy, you know, whatever. I tweeted her or I emailed her and I said, please don't do this. Look it up. It's not, we're a republic. And the next time, I think it was 7 weeks later, she was on national TV and she corrected herself 4 times and called us a republic. I said, amen. She listened to me. I was so happy. It was like, see, you know,
now,
one person
you
can make
speak
a difference.
Of- Absolutely. And you speak of having that little Constitution book in your purse or your pocket.
Oh, yeah.
You have to have that with you. And now I can paraphrase it
pretty
close. But when you're trying to tell somebody else, they say, here, you read it. You tell me what it says.
Absolutely.
And that's so much more powerful than me trying to tell somebody and go, oh, our forefathers said that? I didn't know that.
Oh, no.
And I hear this all the time.
Yeah.
And I pass them out like candy, and I go to tea parties and pick theirs up, and then I take them and pass them out.
Good for you. Absolutely. No, I agree with you. And she actually said, she says, this is the Constitution. I said, yes, ma'am. I said, this is a small copy of it. I said, you know, you can get them. And she was very, very sweet. And I think what I have done, Bill and Glenn, I have learned – how to do this without making people want to just shoot me because I sometimes go off the rails. I've learned.
Oh,
I figured it out. Praise the Lord.
You've learned what the military calls tact. Tact is the ability to tell somebody to go to hell and they like it.
Oh, yeah, they'll look forward to the trip. Yeah, that's diplomacy. I know. I get it. Gotcha. Amen.
I would like to add something else. It's kind of biblical. The word says that my people perish from lack of knowledge. And pretty much this is what we have today. We have people going to church, but they're not getting the knowledge that God wants them to have from the pulpit. They've dropped the ball somehow or another, and we see the results of it here around in the real world.
Absolutely.
And this is one of the things I'm going to really push when I get in there is, hey, look at you. The pulpit has to be vetting candidates.
Oh, yes.
These positions are anointed and set aside by God Almighty Himself, and they're not secular positions. So why are you picking and putting secular people in them? It doesn't make any sense.
And there was a pastor who talked about this.
There's a few, but not too many.
And I can't remember, but he was on the internet, and I saw the whole video, and he was a black guy, and he said, look, he says, this phony separation of church and state, which I know the history, and I'm sure you do too with Jefferson.
That's another progressive lie.
It's not in the Constitution anywhere or the Declaration. And he said the reason, if there was any such wall of separation, it was to protect the churches from the government, not the other way around. And amen.
And I agree with you. Now, if you could see my shirt, and now, have you been on my website and you see the arrow and on there, and it has an arrow of doing things God's way, and then it has the seal of California, and the arrow points to the seal of California. It's a one-way type situation, and that's biblical, because in the old days, the only man that could come in and see the king was the man of God. And he didn't need an appointment. Everybody else needed an appointment to see him, but the man of God did not.
I'm dealing with about 98 degree temperature, and that might be a portent to where some of these people are headed someday. I'll tell you.
as a good Christian, I am going to try to save as many as possible, and I'll tell you why. I had a chaplain come and save my life. He pulled me out of the muck and the mire, placed my feet on the solid ground of rock, and had God Almighty wash me with the blood of Jesus Christ. And that has changed my life, and I've been walking in the righteous path to the best of my ability ever since. Yes,
that is so beautiful. And you know, Glenn, this is great. I have another caller from Indiana, and I think it's Leah. Is that you, my dear?
Yes, it is. Sorry, I got called late. Had to
work
late and deal with kids, and I'm going back to work.
Okay, I know. So we still have 15 minutes left, and we have Mr. Glenn Champ, and he's running for governor of California against Jerry Brown and a couple other people. And I'm going to address something, but if you have a quick question for him, go ahead. And she's also from Indiana.
Yeah, you're perfectly fine. Go right ahead. I would love to listen to what you guys are saying.
Okay. I have heard and seen many of the interviews and television things and radio things. His name is Neil Kashkari or something. I was very put off by this gentleman.
You too?
I'll tell you what.
Yeah,
because he's
an amateur. I understand why you're put off by him, because he is a Democrat posing as a Republican. His views are more Democrat than they are Republican. And in my experience, he is not what California needs at all.
He just
has a lot of money, and he trying to appeal. And his whole slogan is education and jobs, and that's it. And he doesn't really have a deeper depth. He's learning, but he doesn't have the deep in depth and understanding of UN 21, the agendas that's going on, or how the devil's attacking just this particular state in particular, and how to and he has no ideal, like the rest of the lawyers and actors over here, how to stop it. And that's something I do know how to do.
Here's the thing, Glenn. The other thing I know, that when I see people with enough money to put that kind of spot on TV, I'm suspect.
Know where his money comes from, but I've heard rumors, and I don't know where it comes from. I will tell you where my money comes from. 90% of it comes from me working my butt off making highways and roads and that kind of stuff. That's where my money comes from.
Well, here's what my other problem is. Look, what we got in California, we've got ridiculous amounts of taxes. We've got draconian laws. We've got so many EPA rules. We've got this rule. We've got that rule. You can't walk outside your front door. And then they've got 46 or 48 cents dollar tax on every gallon we buy, you know, for California.
Right.
So we're always higher than
and
everybody else.
And I'm the
else.
Only candidate that's going to lower it back down to 99 cents a gallon.
There you go. And the other thing is, now they want a VAT tax in California, or the vehicle added tax, or the mileage tax, and with the black boxes. I'll tell you something, Glenn, and I don't care if the NSA hears me right now. I really don't care anymore. I'm sure I've got a target on my back already. I will take that black box and put it off the end of that Oceanside Pier. I will find a way to do it. I'm not playing this game anymore. And then I'm going to pack up and go to Indiana.
Now I have a lot of people that, about 5 million people have left California already since Governor Brown's been in office. And out of those 5 million people, I wish one of them would go up there and just hit that dude in the head and kick his butt and say, no, I'm not leaving, but you are. And I wish they had that attitude, and that would be the way to go.
I agree with you, but you know, look what we have. We got Pelosi, we got Waters, we got Barbara Lee, we got Boxer, and we got Frankenfeinstein. I mean, and Jerry Brown. How do you?
I understand these pestilence. It's kind of like this, Linda. When you have a pestilence, a weed or a bug or anything like that, that's exactly right. You get the raid can and you go spray them. Nobody's spraying them. They go, there's a bug. And they pack their car up and they move to a different state. And you have to go spray them with the Roundup or Raid or whatever it is and eliminate the problem. And this is, you've heard about California splitting up in the Jefferson State.
Oh my gosh.
And this is the problem I have with the Jefferson splitting off and making a state. Now you're going to split off, and you don't even know how to use a raid can here. How are you going to use a raid can over there?
Right.
And that's the only issue I have with splitting off, by the way. But it's a big enough issue that's why I tell them up there. I says, you guys need to learn how to use the raid can down here first before you split off. And because all you're going to do is move those ants closer to you, those pestilence. Yeah.
You're right. Glenn, it's been great having you on. I'm going to try to finish up my show. I didn't get to my headlines, but that's okay. That's fantastic.
Can I say one more thing before I go? Kind of a campaign speech. I want you to remember one thing. Get a champ or you'll be stuck with a loser. Any questions?
Hey, I want that. Yeah.
they're applauding at Bill's house because he's got about eight people over there. So.
Yes, the best of luck to you, for real. The best of luck to you.
Well, I'll take all your prayers.
Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Amen and praise the Lord. We'll put it that way. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much for calling in. I'm glad we had the time.
Thank you for having me, Linda, and God bless you all.
I will spread the word.
Keep up the good fight.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, sir. Good night.
All right.
Okay, so we got best wishes. Okay, Indiana says best wishes. That's great. All right. My other piece here was some interesting things going on with the Black Book from the American Left by David Horowitz. And we have people that Ron should have stayed for, but he was sick tonight, so he had to take off. One of my favorite, there's two of them talking here, Ludwig von Mises, Friedrich von Hayek, and other liberal theorists, what liberal in the classic sense of a free market economy, who warned of this outcome, are the true prophets of the reality we see before us, of socialist bankruptcy and communist retreat. Glastonian democracy has not completed and cannot complete the socialist dream. It can only expose this dream as a nightmare from which communism cannot wake up. The only way to wake up is to give up the dream. In 1989, according to Soviet economists, the average Soviet citizen had a daily ration of meat that was smaller than the daily intake of the average Russian in 1913 under a czar. Socialism makes men poor beyond their wildest dreams. The average Polish citizen is poorer today in 1989 than my poor grandfather was in America 50 years ago when I was born. The law of socialist economy is this: from each according to his exploitability, to the nomenclatura according to its greed. Not only does the socialist economy not produce wealth at the rate a free economy does, the socialist economy consumes wealth. It consumes natural wealth of the nation and also the wealth it accumulated in the past. Oh, amen to that, dude. Every communist revolution begins as a rape of the present and continues as a cannibalization of the past. Every communist party is the colonizer of its own country, and the Soviet Empire is the colonizer of them all. That is the law of the socialist distribution, from each nation according to its exploitability to the empire according to its greed. But a system that lives by cannibalism, which consumes more wealth than it produces, is sooner or later destined to die, and that is what is happening before our eyes. For myself, the family tradition of socialist dreams is over. Socialism is no longer a dream of the revolutionary future. It is only a nightmare of the past, but for you, the nightmare is not a dream. It is a reality that is still happening. My dream is for the people of socialist Poland is that someday soon you will wake up from your nightmare and be free. So that is my friend David Horowitz, and he's brilliant. So I just wanted to leave you with that little piece. And any comments on that, sir? Or Bill? I couldn't tell if Glenn's still with us, so we still have him on there.
Yes, but, I am still in there. I'm right on with it and 100% with it. I just don't have anything to add to it right now except let's make it happen. Make those social things let's go away. And
I know,
and
it's evil. I mean, they're coming at us. Yeah, huge. Yeah,
and it's going to take somebody with a good right hook to make that go away. And I hope that. I hope that people vote for a fighter and not another legislation, politician, or
absolutely
all these kind of stuff.
And I'm going to ask Leah to weigh in on that because I've only got a few minutes left and I'll be playing some music in a bit. Go ahead, Leah.
I think that was absolutely well said. That was fabulous.
Thank you.
I agree. There's not a whole lot you can add to that. That sums it up great. That was amazing.
Yeah, I'll tell you why he's so adept at this is because he used to be on the left. I mean, he was born into it. They used to call them red diaper doper babies. He was, like I said, he was born into it just like Barry was. And Glenn, I call him Barry because I don't like the word Barack. So that's just me. I have plenty more names for him, but we won't go into it today. my audience has heard many. We won't do that. I won't burn your ears with blasphemy or things that shouldn't be said by a Christian woman. Sometimes I have to repent daily because I can't stand what's going on. But anyway.
In this world, you have to.
I do. I have to ask the Lord for forgiveness. But David Horowitz was right in there. In fact, I think it was one of his aunts or his mother directly who was a spy when all this was this stuff was going on back in the day when they were still worshiping communism in the 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s. And she was actually instrumental, unbeknownst to her, possibly, that put a knife or an ice pick into Trotsky's head. And I was trying to find it in that book, but I couldn't find it. But that was absolutely stunning to me. I had chills running down my back when I read it. I, like I said, Glenn, I got tons of books, and I love to read. And I'm gathering everything from these wonderful people. You know, because you need to have that to connect the dots, and that's what I do with Agenda 21. And let me tell you, it's frightening. It is terrifying. And I have said it, and I'll say it tomorrow night in front of these people. They are going to take your cars away. And if you don't believe me, you need to come to me and then do your footnotes and research it for yourself. People have got to do their own homework. I cannot do it for them. I just can't.
That's right.
So,
well,
you know,
I pray every day that they just don't wake up like the Jews did in 1938
absolutely.
When it was too late. I mean, and that is what I'm praying for.
Right,
we're telling them. They're just not listening.
They're not I know. One of my mom's, I think it was an uncle or something, that used to make her laugh, and I don't think she realized how funny he actually was. But they were in a Kansas farm, and they had, you know, cows and things out in the thing, and they had them fenced in. And this particular man, he gave us a visual, and he says, I buy them books, and still they never learn. It's like, okay, I have this visual of this guy carrying an armload of books and bringing it up to the fence, and the cows look at him with the big doe eyes, and they won't read them. You know, that's what I go through every single day, because these people will not read for themselves. I cannot force them to drink the water. I can't, but I try. So I want to remind everybody that tomorrow night, Terry Rowland, Patriot Education, if you want to call in on that one, she would love to talk to you, because the same phone number, and it's but actually an hour earlier, 3 p.m. Eastern, so that would be, 6 p.m. Eastern and 3 p.m. our time. But, that woman's brilliant. She's so well-read. I would have to live to be 600 years old to catch up to her, so I believe. Yeah, she's amazing. So I'm going to take us out with a song. Glenn, thank you. Leah, Bill, Doc, Yola, everybody, Nick, whoever's out there. And I know all those kids in Indiana are listening. Amazing stuff. Let me see if I can get the one that, what's his face? Our guy in Florida. You know what I'm talking about. The one who had the stroke, and I can't think of his name. Frank Fish. He's living in America. He was kind of cool. Doc, guest, yo, all y'all, thank you. Tomorrow night, Terry Rowland. This is Right from the Left Coast. God bless. Everybody's working over time. Living in America. God bless. Love you guys. See you tomorrow night.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.